keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Dan Angus for your 9 a.m. news. In local news, North Queensland wildlife rangers are celebrating record numbers of endangered loggerhead turtles at Monrepos Beach near Bundaberg. The beach, which is the largest turtle nesting spot in Australia and the South Pacific, recorded over 500 nesting females. This is the largest influx the area has been since 1970s, with the turtles laying over 265,000 eggs since November. Rangers from the Mount Repos Centre attribute the boom to favorable feeding conditions. North Queensland reports its second flood-related death after a three-day downpour that saw rain levels exceed 1,000 millimeters. The 82-year-old woman was found at a cane paddock near Ingham on Tuesday morning. Although the cleanup has begun, further rainfall may still hamper northern Queensland in already flooded areas. The Bureau of Meteorology warned that more than 200 millimeters of rain could still fall in Townsville, Ingham, and their surrounding areas over the next few days. Hamilton Island experienced a record 312 millimeters of rain landing on Whitsunday Island since Tuesday. North Queensland confirmed the first death of a 62-year-old woman who died after a rescue boat flipped through the floodwaters at Ingham. In national news, New South Wales Transport Minister Jo Haylin has resigned over her use of taxpayer-funded drivers for private trips. She admitted she asked her chauffeur to take her and some friends to a winery lunch on the Australia Day weekend. She had also asked a taxpayer-funded driver to transport herself and her children from Caves Beach. As she read out her resignation statement on Tuesday, she said she did not break the rules but apologized and had disappointed the public. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns declared that the situation was a major error and updated the vehicle use policy in the Minister's Office Handbook to ban the use of ministerial drivers for private purposes. In a statement, he said that although using ministerial drivers is permitted under long-standing rules, community expectations and standards do not align with them.
In more national news, health experts allege the alcohol industry has been intentionally slow to introduce mandatory pregnancy warnings to their products. Mandatory labelling came into effect in August 2023, but an analysis of alcohol sales from November of 2023 found only 63% of products included the labels. Head of Health at the St. George Institute for Global Health, Simon Pettigrew, says the alcohol industry may be delaying labels for fear of losing sales. Mr. Pettigrew says the alcohol industry fought ardently against the mandatory labels, identifying spirits as the worst offender. A spokesperson from the Department of Health says compliance will have risen as products with shorter shelf life are removed from circulation. In international news, thousands of people are evacuating the island of Santorini after it was racked with hundreds of earthquakes in the last 48 hours. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake was detected in the Aegean Sea, which was followed by 300 smaller earthquakes over 2 days, with 9,000 people evacuating. Schools have closed, but there has not been any major damage yet. Officials have alerted the remaining locals to avoid some spaces during the tremors and to empty their pools if they have them. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy but with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's your Zedlines for 9 a.m. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.